It is time to say good morning to Gateway's support services this morning. Simon McDowell is in. He's the Quality and Compliance Manager. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Millie.
So, Simon, when we talk about supported independent living, which is what we're doing today, we're really talking about the support that people get in their homes.
That's right.
And in their own homes. What does that sort of mean day to day?
Supported independent living is really, it's a big part of the NDIS.
Mm.
And because it's not just a service, it's really where people live their lives every single day.
Yeah.
We might hear about supported independent living, or as we call it, SIL.
Yeah.
Talked about as a support model, but at its core, it's really about someone's home, where they wake up,
yeah,
where they prepare and eat their meals, where they relax, they have visitors, and where they actually feel like themselves.
Yeah.
So when we talk about SIL, we're not really talking about programs or paperwork. We're talking about someone's home and their day-to-day lives and asking, what is our role in supporting that person to live the way they want to live?
Mm.
We really need to understand what's important too and what's important for people. And that's why getting this right really, really matters.
Yeah. There's been some significant changes coming to SIL, as you call it, Simon, Supported Independent Living, across Australia. What's driving the reforms? And just in a nutshell, what will that mean for practice for people and families?
Fundamentally, Millie, it's as a sector, we need to lift the quality and the strengthening our safeguards,
mm,
and especially in shared living.
Yeah.
So from 1 July, all providers of SIL will be required to be registered as an NDIS provider.
Right.
So the new standards will reinforce higher expectations, stronger accountability,
yep,
for every provider supporting people in their home. So the new standards are not really just about ticking boxes. They're about actively promoting persons' fundamental human rights, the rights to live the way we choose and who we live our lives with.
Yeah.
It's about people feeling safe and respected, having consistent support, and encouraging people to speak up and for us to actively listen.
Okay, well, all of that makes sense. We're talking to Simon McDowell from Gateway Support Services. So Gateway, Simon, is already operating at these standards. How does your focus on quality and compliance roll into better day-to-day experience for everybody that you support?
So the changes are actually going to reinforce, mm, and not change anything we do at Gateways.
Mm.
So the new standards really focus on what matters most for people we support. It's about choosing how you live your life and having the support to make the decisions that affect you, which is really underpinning that principle of nothing about us without us that should embed everything that we do. It's about feeling safe and respected, choosing who you live with and where you live.
Yeah.
About having consistent, respectful and reliable support to make those informed decisions and to make your choices.
Yeah.
It's about being heard. And when something isn't right, having those issues being resolved.
Yeah.
There's a strong emphasis on staff capabilities, skills and training, and having the right people to provide the right support at the right time. Ultimately, this is about making sure that only providers who are committed to quality and safety are delivering critical supports. And for families, the key message is to simply ask questions.
Mm.
Check whether your SIL provider is registered.
Yep.
Or at least preparing to become registered and have those open conversations about how your continuity of care will be maintained. Good providers will actually welcome those conversations.
Absolutely. So big changes coming to supported independent living, as Simon's told us this morning. Gateway Support Services already operating at an amazing level. But if you would like more information, how can we get it from Gateway, Simon?
You can call our reception at any time.
And any website, where are we going to log on and have a look?
Gateways.com.au.
Excellent. Have a good weekend. It was lovely to see you again.
Thanks, Millie.